Welcome, friends, to your dream. And let me congratulate you on your exquisite subconscious. This is quite lovely. But before we go any further, I'm gonna need a volunteer. You can't have a dream without a dreamer. We could stay in the third person, but this will all be so much more effective with a representative from among you. Anyone? You. A dream that's a mere vision, or which dreaming eyes do roam. Or a dream which, though illusion, merely to the dreamer shows, is nothing to those dreams wherein we ourselves the dreamscape plunder, and taste, and touch, and feel, so that we hardly know we slumber. Could you test the mic, please?
Testing. Check.
What's your name? No, don't answer that. You are the lover. You need no other name here.
Okay.
And are you in love?
Excuse me?
Are you here with anyone? At the opera without a date. But perhaps there's someone you wish were here? Maybe you've been imagining the two of you together out there. A hand on your shoulder, thigh pressed to thigh, tenderly holding hands in the dark.
I don't know.
I can see it in your eyes. Yes, we've chosen well. You're searching for something real, something to give shape to the formlessness inside you, to the wanting more. Isn't that right? Anyway, if you're not in love now, you will be as soon as he gets you within arrow range.
What?
Never mind.
I don't really feel comfortable with this.
No one does, do they? So let us share a wondrous vision now. And sleeping, wake to what this dream bestows. For all the arts of love are held within. So let us call it the romance.